Welcome to the Secret to Success podcast with Antonio T. Smith Jr. This podcast is all about personal development and training. If you desire more in life, if you desire to be successful, this is the podcast for you. So sit back, relax, enjoy, and get ready to be transformed.
I have a friend. This friend is always tired. And every time I ask this friend, I say, "Friend, why are you so tired? Is it that you did not get enough sleep?" And my friend tells me, "No, I got plenty of sleep." I say, "How much sleep did you get?" "Well, I went to sleep and I've got sleep for about 8-9 hours. And I ask my friend, "Well, did you wake up on time?" "Well, you know, I woke up just fine." And then I ask my friend, "Well, what's wrong?" And my friend tells me, "Nothing's wrong. I'm just tired." And that person has a tired attitude. You can wake up in the morning tired. You can wake up in the morning tired and unhappy with your life. And to wake up in the morning tired and unhappy with your life is a tired attitude. You do not just wake up in the morning and hate your job. You made a decision not only to take a job that's not worthy of you, but then you made a decision to stay at a job that no longer serves you. Most people that you will understand and know have tired attitudes. When you see them at 9 o'clock in the morning, they're tired. When you see them at 5 o'clock in the afternoon, they're tired. When you see them on Wednesday, they're tired. When you see them on Thursday, they're tired. And they don't wake up until Friday when it's time to clock out of work. Imagine living a life in which your only source of happiness is the weekend. You know, you're too much of a splendid human being. You're too much of a creation of the creative source. You're too powerful. You're too much of a miracle of life to have only 3 days out of a 7-day week to enjoy. You know, when you think about that, that's actually not sane. But when you think about it even more, it's actually not worthy of you. Let's dissect this for a moment. You gave birth to a child. Your mother gave birth to you, however you want to look at it. And then your mother said, "Son, daughter, I love you. Only enjoy 3 days out of the week." Would that make sense to you? Would it make sense to go through 48 hours of labor pain only to tell your child to enjoy 3 days a week? Would it make sense to you for you to give birth to a son only to tell that son, "Don't be happy, don't treat women well, don't provide for women except for 3 days a week"? Or would it make sense for you, woman, you queen, that you can only feel like a queen or a princess on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday? It really makes no sense. It makes no sense. But when you have a tired attitude, you can only find motivation on Friday. There are some people out here that all they do is they look around at their situation and everything makes them tired. They have no motivation because they have no vision. They have no vision because they have no target to aim at. And they have no target because they have no desire but to get through life instead of dominating life. There is a such thing as a tired attitude. And you were not meant to be here with any tired of any attitudes. Attitude would get you to great places, but it can never get you to great places when you're tired. When you're tired, successful people avoid you like the plague. When you're tired, the woman you would wish to date sees you as unattractive. When you're tired, money flees from you because money is energy and money is looking for people who exert proper energy in order to multiply itself. Tired. It's not worthy of you, neither is tired a part of what you were born to do and born to be. My name is Antonio T. Smith Jr. You can plan better. You can dominate.